Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And it is my very last podcast at 117. I've been here for a couple years, and it's time for me to move on to my new home with my wife-to-be in 10 days.
Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast presents
start episode 621 to life. Last cast at 117, recorded live on March 15th, 2018.
And now he's moving to Johnson Street.
I wish there was something cool Halo about it. Unfortunately, not.
Like I said, petition the city council to change that street to Johnson.
Change the street name. I don't even know what the process of is to do that. You just like write a petition and get everyone on the block to change it.
I'm sure there's probably more than that.
But we are changing up the stream game a little bit also. So for those that are tuning in to us via Mixer tonight, you may notice some improvements to the stream. We're actually streaming with OBS now instead of XSplit. There's some features in OBS that I have been waiting to take advantage of, and thanks to the help of GT, got the stream platform set up with OBS, so we're going to be using that from now on, at least for the podcast and possibly everything else. I have to look at how to do the restreaming stuff through the Nginx server stuff, which hopefully I'll be able to do once I move into my new place.
Yeah, you know, once he gets this little thing called a wedding out of the way.
Yes, that's a big one at the moment.
For some reason, he seems to think it's a distraction. I don't know.
It's funny because over the past month, I've actually been playing more Halo than I was for the 3 or 4 months leading up to it.
Probably because you just need to step away.
Yeah.
I remember that. I totally remember that. The months leading up to the wedding were the probably the most stressful months I've had.
It hasn't been too stressful for me, actually. It has been for her, but that's for other reasons. But for me, we've done a pretty good job of keeping up with a lot of things, getting a lot of our tasks that we need to do done as soon as possible. And the only thing that we have left is to finish our place cards for everybody for the reception. And then we're meeting with the DJ some point next week, as well as picking up all the stuff that we need for the actual ceremony. So a lot of the stuff is just kind of waiting until next week until we can actually pick up said stuff. I still have to go pick up my tux that came in today to my local men's warehouse. And yeah, in 10 days, I'll be a married man.
So did you buy a tux or are you just renting it?
Just renting. Make it simple.
You know, the funny thing is the experts recommend that the men buy their tux and the women rent their dress.
And it's mostly the other way around, or at least it's exactly the other way around for us.
Well, it is pretty much for all couples. But the reason behind that is because, you know, a gentleman has more uses for a tux than a woman has uses for a wedding dress.
That makes sense. I do have a suit. So jacket, shirt, pants, tie. I have all of that stuff. So I just don't really need another suit because I don't really wear suits at all.
Well, I have a suit.
Yeah. I have a suit and I have a sports jacket. And I just have a whole bunch of button-down shirts that I wear for work and probably like 10 different ties, so it's not like I need anything else.
I have 2 ties.
Hey, if that's all you need, then no problems with that. I got 3 ties from, or 4 ties from my parents growing up, and then I've just bought a couple more, and then I got one last year, 2 years ago, for a wedding that I was in, so I haven't bought too many ties for myself specifically, but yeah.
I haven't bought any ties for myself.
Did your wife buy you a tie at least?
No.
No?
Actually, both my ties came from my dad.
Oh. Just hand-me-downs or you had to borrow it and just never give it back?
No, he gave them to me before my dad owned his own parts store. He worked as a draftsman. And of course, being in that environment, he, you know, he was required to have a dress, you know, wear a dress shirt and tie to work every day. So he had plenty of them.
That's cool. So as we said a little bit earlier, this is my last show at 117. So I'm going to be giving away a bunch of stuff because I have a whole bunch of Halo stuff, which I'm sure everyone that's listened to this podcast is well aware. A majority of which is Mega Blocks or Mega Constructs. What I'm going to do is, I think, and I don't know, so I'll gauge the interest in the chat here, but I have enough of these blind packs to give away one or two to every person that's probably here. So for everyone that's in the chat, if you want, I will send you a blind pack. So you guys just need to send me addresses and hopefully I can keep up with who's actually here. So I start a little notepad of who's here. But we're going to give away, let's see, should we give away something big first or something small first?
Let's give away something small and work our way up.
All right, let's start with this. We're going to be doing the San Diego Comic-Con 2015 Mega Constructs exclusive. So for those that are in the stream, it's the one with the Cryptum looking box, kind of the Halo 4 style theme. That's what it looks like. So we will be giving that one away first. So for those that want this, type SDCC in the chat and then we'll draw for that one. While people are doing that, I guess let's reminisce a little bit. Moving here, 2016, I think, at that point, were you on the show yet, GT?
I wasn't on the show, but...
You're running game nights.
It was still Beowulf. Beowulf was still the host.
And I think we also had... Haas, were you host at that point? I can't remember.
I think Haas was... I don't know.
Yeah, Haas says he was. So it's been a lot of changes over the past couple of years with hosts and everything. Bio, I think, is still in Florida. At least he doesn't have bio nets anymore. 2016 was also... let's see. What else happened in 2016 that was Halo related? Was Halo 5 came out that year? Yeah, October 2016. So I moved here in March. Going to E3, going to RTX, just kind of running through here a little bit. But there was a couple of times I remember we had the, I guess right before I moved, going up to New York in January for the media preview of Breakout. So we had that, and then we also had one more in the following, I think, November time, or not November time frame. There was also another follow-up. Maybe it was in August or something like that. Was it 2015? Wow, okay. I'm getting all my dates mixed up. Halo has been... Oh, that's right, because Halo 6 should have been out this year. Never mind. So 2016 would have been after Halo 5. So that would have been, I guess, kind of shortly after the Forge came out, being in December. That would be the first Worlds with Halo 5. So I would have moved in... So I moved in right before Worlds of 2016. Gosh, that was crazy. So I guess that was my first Halo thing, was Worlds 2016. And that was where we saw CLG actually take it over Evil Geniuses, I believe, for their first Halo 5. And then the following year, we had Optic Gaming, which was the CLG, take it back after that. So, yeah, good stuff. All right, let's give away this thing. I am rambling on, and I should not be doing that. So I have got Bobby, Haas, Pins, Puppetmaster, York, all for the giveaway. So I'm going to do
my... Did you get Destiny Halo in there, too?
Yeah, it should be six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Destiny Halo, Destiny Halo, Destiny. All right, he didn't put in Destiny Halo if you want to possibly win this thing, putting SDCC into the chat. Yes, Laird, we're giving away the 2015 SDCC Mech Constructs exclusive. So, that one.
Add Destiny to the...
I will. All right, so I got six people that I'm drawing for. I missed you, Keys. Seven. And we'll be giving a ton of stuff away. And Laird, I don't know if you want any of the blind packs, but I can send you some if you would like. So, our first winner is Haas. Congratulations, Haas. I am just going to hold on to this until I see you in a month. Got plenty more to go. Hopefully, we'll get some more people in here so we can give away some more stuff. Where else should we kind of reminisce a little bit? So, E3 that year, what would have been E3 for 2016? Halo Wars 2, that's what it would have been. I think for the most part, it was just the first couple of missions. Oh, okay, I know why I was in New York in the November-December timeframe right before I moved in. It was for Halo Wars 2. Or maybe that was somewhere in there. Somewhere either like before, maybe it was after I moved in, I don't know. 2 years was a long time ago, I guess. I thought I would be a little bit better at remembering things, but I'm having a really hard time, so this might be a short episode tonight.
It's amazing how your memory fails you when you need it.
For sure. I do know we were doing the Operation Supply Drop stream right before I moved. Because we were doing that in March of 2016, right? Where we had the long campaign stream. Not the campaign stream, but we had the 48 hour stream? No, 24-hour stream. We had like the Machinima segment, we had the podcast segment, we had the Halo Wheelman did a Warzone section, we had a couple of play dates, we had Griffball. No, it wasn't the go-kart stream, because we haven't done anything directly with Gamers Outreach. We've always done it through the Halo Bowl. It's a lot of stuff. Keys. Halo Bowl 2918. Well, the idea is to do a Halo Bowl every year, Keys, so it's not a secret. Anyways, I think E3 that year would have been Halo Wars. There would have been some Blitz, I think. Maybe not. I honestly don't remember. I might give up on this whole trying to recollect what I did in 2017 or throughout the 2 years I've been here, because it's not coming to me right now.
I'm doing good to remember what I had for lunch. Oh.
Sorry, folks. I thought this would be a little bit better of trying to remember what actually happened, but guess not. So, yeah. But a couple of E3s, all the Halo Worlds for Halo 5. PAX Primes, RTXs. I've stopped doing PAX East, and there's been San Diego Comic-Con as well that I've attended the past couple years. Don't think I'll be attending it this year, though, just from the amount of stuff that's going on now and not having to take off all the leave for work. But it is what it is. Regardless to say, there's been quite a bit of things that have happened with Halo. Halo Wars 2 came out. Halo 5 obviously has had all its updates for Firefight, and maybe that's why I was in New York. It was for Firefight. I'm trying to desperately fill this gap. I don't know why I was in New York in like the November, December, January timeframe of 2015 or 2016, like right in that time of me moving.
Well, honestly, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you.
Maybe if I check the blog, I'll have a somewhat idea of what actually happened. Go back through all the different posts that have been made to the website. But yeah, 2 years here, moving on to a new place, new things to go through. We also brought Vin Warrior on to write some stuff, and he's actually had quite a few articles that has gotten some recognition, which has been pretty cool. He hasn't posted in a while. I think he's drowning in school at the moment.
That tends to happen.
Yeah. But we wish him the best. Gosh, he's been on for a while. I just found an article that he wrote back in November. So we brought him on a little while ago, it looks like.
Yeah, he joined up. He's been here for a while. Unlike some of the other members that have joined in and disappeared. Hey, you know, I get it. Life gets in the way. You know, I understand. You know, life gets in the way.
It does. Life is, I don't know if you want to say cruel like that, but it definitely has its ups and downs. Oh gosh, Arbiter coming to Killer Instinct. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah. Don't forget about that.
Halo World Championship group draw. That was in March. That was a little bit before I moved. Okay, yeah. So we did the Spartans for Troops Operation Supply Drop stream in March. So that was right before I moved. March 5th. We did the stream on March 5th going through March 6th. Eventually, I want to do something with them again.
Yeah.
It's just getting the time to actually find it.
Yeah, I remember the 24-hour stream that we did. That about killed me.
I guess the one that we did where we ran through all the campaigns. Was that during the stream?
We didn't run through all the campaigns, but for my segment, I played Halo 2 Vista on Legendary for 4 hours.
What was the one time that we all streamed? I thought we at least did Halo 3. When was that one?
That was a long time ago.
That was so much fun.
That was like 2014?
Was it really that long ago? Dang.
Yeah, Haas still played Halo then.
He's been getting back into it a little bit, actually, haven't you, Haas? I actually was doing Machinima Mondays back in 2016. Wow. I didn't remember that I was doing it that long.
And Bio still doesn't play Halo, so.
He's all Destiny now.
Well, I'm not so sure he's doing Destiny either. I haven't checked what he's been playing recently.
Oh, okay.
It's not my turn to watch him.
Gotcha. The Halo Legendary Loot Crate was announced in 2016.
Yeah.
Announced in June of 2016. Halo 5 Forge announcement in May of 2016. Oh, Farewell Beowulf, May 19, 2016. Dang. 2016 was a big year. File Browser came in May, or I guess April of 2016. Wild Hog Wreck Drop, which included the Needle Hog.
Hog Wild!
Let's see. E3, Halo Wars 2 Beta. First Halo Bowl was also in May. And we actually had Zach Weigel on from Gamers Outreach on the podcast, too. HMV Hell 5 came out in June. Open Beta started on June 13th for Halo Wars 2. Now it was shortly after E3. And then it looks like this is when we had Vinny on, because there's his very first article. Counter-Logic Gaming wins HCS Summer Pro League. Or no, was that his first one? Yeah, I think that was his first one. And he started posting the community updates after that. So before we move on and endure more of my rambling, should we give something else away? Should we go a little bit bigger this time around?
Sure.
Let's go a little bit bigger this time around. Let's see what I got this time to give away. All right, I thought I had a full Halo Heroes set of some kind, but I actually don't. Need to kind of fill out some of the stuff, which I might be able to do and then give away later. But I think for now, we'll go ahead and give away a Unicy Vulture.
Ooh, a Vulture!
One of the Dark Horse Vultures. It's the red one. So everyone on the stream, there you go. So if you want to participate in this giveaway, just type DH into the chat and we'll be giving this one away. I've got plenty more Mega Bloks to go through. I have the Mattel figures as well. The entire first series I actually have, excluding the store exclusives. What else do I have? Got a bunch of other smaller things too. I got Halo Wars 2 lanyards. I've got one of the HCS Twitch shirts as well, so I might give one that away. So yeah, anyways, DH for the Red Vulture. And who do we have? Pins, Bobby, Haas, York, Polyp, Keys, Destiny Halo. Basically everyone from last time. All right, so we'll just do this again. And let's see who comes out on top. Pins, you best be happy because your Pins mask is working again because you have won the Vulture this time around. So there you go.
Provided your wife will let you have more Halo stuff.
The Pins mask is back. All hail the Pins mask. So there you go. Moving along with some more posts. Looks like we have some more games. We have Halo Wars 2 at Gamescom. We also had our Loot Crate promotion partnership with them, which I actually showed the figure for the latest one today. It's a Athlon with the thruster packs active, and I think it was a BR in the figure's hands. Do you remember off the top of your head? I'm trying to pull it up.
No, I don't actually.
So it is the white Athlon that has the HCS colors on it. So it's basically the white armor with the HCS effects, and it's a pistol. For some reason, I was thinking it was a bigger weapon, but it's the normal pistol with the HCS colors also on that. And it looks like it has, I don't know what this looks like exactly in game, but it looks like it has all the HCS markings and the same skins for the pistol and the armor as it does in the game. And it has the little jets for the thrusters on the back as well. So yeah, this Icons figure is part of the latest Halo Legendary crate. And you can head on over to lootcrate.com/podtacular. And then if you use the code podtacular at checkout, you get $3 off your crate. So if you're big into the multiplayer stuff, then this is going to be the crate for you. There's supposed to be a Warzone t-shirt as well. That's supposed to be part of it. By the way, Warzone still sucks. I went in, I forget who I went in with. I know Bobby was in there. Who else was in there with us, Bobby? Was it Keys and Confal and I think a couple of your friends? And we tried Warzone a few times and we just got steamrolled bad. Like really
well,
bad.
Well, yeah, they've got teams of 12 in there now, so tends to make it a little harder to go in there with a small lobby.
I see we have someone else in here, Jirno Jiva. So just so you know, since you just came in a little bit, we're actually giving away a couple of blind packs to everyone that has participated in the stream tonight. So I don't know if you're over on our Discord or not, but if you want to DM me an address or whisper me an address on Mixer, I'm going to be sending all these out, and everyone else that's in here actually have addresses for already. So if you're interested in getting some Mega Constructs blind packs, then just send me your address and we can get that over to you. Let's see, what else do we have? I'm just going through the Podtacular website from all of the different things that we posted on the podcast and whatnot. Cake Wars. Okay, so this was interesting. During the 2016 Halo World Championship, they actually had one of the cake makers who participated in Cake Wars making a Halo cake there at the venue. So they brought, I don't know if it's exactly the same cake, probably wasn't the exact same cake, but he remade the cake and they brought it to the venue. And on the very last day, Major Nelson was there along with a couple other people. I forget who from 343 was up there with Major Nelson basically showing off the cake, but we got to try it for those that were there, and we all had to sign disclosure agreements for being on television and then NDAs as well. But the cake was pretty good. Granted, with all the designs on there, there was a lot of fondant, and I'm not a huge fan of fondant. because it's just like thick and kind of cardboardy in a way. But the cake itself was really good. I don't know how much fun you've had, GT, but to me it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
So the winner of the Cake Wars got $10,000, and then we got to taste the cake at the Halo World Championship Finals. So it was cool. I was hoping that I'd get on TV and I could say, "Hey, Ma, I'm on TV." But I didn't.
Oh, that's something else. Somebody did make it on an Xbox stream.
That was last year, though. We're not there yet.
No, I just remembered it. Why am I getting shot in the ass?
Oh, that's not very nice. You should shoot him back.
Shoot the bastard.
Yeah. So Blue is in the chat now, and just so you're aware, Blue, we're giving away some Halo gear stuff, and for everyone that's here, we're giving away a couple of blind packs. So I need your address, maybe an updated address. I may have your old address somewhere, I'm not sure, but if you want and the blind packs, then just let me know and we'll be sending those out. We're going to give away some more stuff here in a little bit. Oh, this was interesting. The Halo AC Worldwide Bluetooth Master Chief Helmet Speaker. I know I just said that in a really weird order.
Yeah.
The Master Chief Bluetooth speaker from AC Worldwide, which I still have mine. They never sent me a replacement to fix all of the button issues that I had. And unfortunately, I would not recommend this speaker. The audio quality is pretty good, but it does have hissing when it's quiet, and not all the buttons work, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm kind of glad I didn't order.
Yeah, it was a huge letdown. And
it looks cool.
I mean, when it's off, it looks cool.
Like I said, it looks cool, but that's an awful expensive looks cool.
And Laird, I don't know if you're still in here, but there's a lot of people that had gotten pre-orders where you could actually customize the speaker. Like, you get little nameplates on it. I don't think anyone ever got one. I don't think anyone ever got one. Which is, it really sucks, because
was it just a custom nameplate, or was it actually custom?
I think it was just a nameplate. But it was one of the things where, like, if you pre-order before a certain time, you'll get this customization on your speaker. And I don't think anyone did.
That's sad. For a company that had such a reputation, or such a good reputation that they had, to produce a product like that, it really unfortunate.
Some people have said they haven't had problems, or they've kind of worked through their problems. But I spent the better part of, I think, 3 hours fiddling around with the thing to try to make it work. I was never satisfied with it. The next thing that we have here is Anvil's Legacy, which was the Forge coming to PC on Windows 10. Let's see, what else do we have? More Mission of Monday stuff. PAX West 2016 recap. So that would have been more Halo Wars 2 stuff. Visiting the studio. I don't even remember what was specifically at the studio for 2016 compared to last year. Fractures also came out, I think, looks like. Or it was announced, one of the two. Halo 15th anniversary stream was in November. More Loot Crate stuff. Blitz announcement and coverage for Halo Wars 2 was October. Oh, I totally forgot about this. The Chevy Colorado, that was kind of like the Warthog. It's the hydrogen powered engine it's basically the Chevy truck that runs on water, being field tested. I totally forgot about that. Interesting. What else do we have on here? Update teaser for grenade launcher and sentinel beam and anti-air wraith was in November 2016. Halo Gear actually, I think, started their Twitter account in 2016 as well. And it's when we had Laird and Kevin Hurd on talking about the Halo Collector scene. Then we had the actual stream. We had the Halo 5 Guardians Anniversary podcast. Oh, Monitor's Bounty. So that was another content update with the Voices of War Rec Pack. Which, was that the last update that we got to Halo 5 as far as additional content?
No, like I was thinking there was one after the Voices of War.
Okay. Maybe we'll get around to it. Oh, I forgot. We did a massive giveaway in 2016. We did 7 days of Halo giveaways. We had some subscription codes. We also had some Mattel giveaway stuff, Jinx stuff, the Grunt plushie, plasma grenade plushie, the ugly Halo Christmas sweater, Dark Horse exclusive, and then Halo 5 Guardians Unlimited Collector's Edition. That was when I bought the extra ones because they were only $100 a pop.
Yeah, too bad we couldn't have got a deal like that on the Xbox One X.
Well, they were trying to get rid of the Halo 5 Legendary Editions. I think that's kind of it. Oh, we got a Halo Wars Definitive Edition announcement right before the end of 2016. Halo Bowl 2 announcement. The Halo Bowl 2 was actually pretty early on. We did that in March of last year. So yeah, lots of more Halo Wars 2 stuff. This is kind of where the Halo Wars 2 media grind started. Lots of Blitz coverage, lots of promotional coverage. Also the little Know Your Enemy videos between Cutter and Atriox. Those are a lot of fun to watch. I see we also have Shoggy. I have no idea if I'm saying that correctly, but welcome to the stream. I'm sorry, I probably butchered your name, but just so you know, we are giving away some blind packs and just need some addresses if you want to get some. So everyone that's participating in the stream tonight is getting one or two. So just whisper me an address and I'll get to you. I don't... E3 2014. That was a long time. As people have already seen, I've had a hard time just remembering 2016.
What was my name again?
Two-thirds. Shoot. Crap. I know who you are. Oh, dang it. That's right. Shame. Okay. That's right. It did click. It did click.
Eventually.
It just took a little bit.
Light bulb.
That's right. So yeah, giving away a couple of these blind packs. I think you have my number, so you can just text me if you want. My number hasn't changed. And thanks, Blue, for sending that along. Let's see. March was Halo World Championship 2017. I got a lot of interviews last year. I got to interview Elam Knight from Team Envious. And then I also got to interview, who was it from the Optic Squad? Royal One from Optic. And then I also got to interview Straight Rippin as well. So that was a nice, good interview session for Worlds 2017. I hope to do a little bit more for this coming Worlds, especially with MLG being back. Hopefully I can get some MLG style interviews as well. We also had Kensano released as one of the first characters. They showed it off during the PAX East live stream that they had back in March of 2017. They announced Rise of Atriox. Did they announce Rise of Atriox? Not Rise of Atriox.
I think that was Operation Spearbreaker. Or no, because they did Rise of Atriox first. It's funny, they announced the paid DLC before they announced the non-paid DLC.
A little bit backwards, but it works. So we are about 1 year through. We have another 10 pages of posts from the Podtacular website to go through. So let's do another... Oh,
by the way,
yeah,
if you're interested in picking up the limited edition Halo 5, you can purchase it on Amazon for $69.95. Brand new from Microsoft.
Wow. So $10 off? $20 off?
No. The limited collector's edition.
Wait. Oh, so the big one.
The
oh
thing we paid $300 for.
$250, yeah.
You can buy for $70.
We might give another one of those away at Christmas. Dang. And they still got more. We're going to do another giveaway. I think we'll go big this time. I'll pull out my biggest Mega Bloks set that I have here to give away. So give me just a moment.
Oh, so the Pillar of Autumn? Oh.
No.
No, you can buy regular Halo 5 Guardians for $30.
Just the base game? This is what we're going to be giving away for our next one. This is the UNSC Kodiak Siege Cannon from Halo Wars 2. And this thing is a beast. I forget how much this retails for. I think it's at least $80. And this is one of the ones I accidentally bought twice because I didn't know I had it the first time. You guys benefit from my mistakes. So for those that want to enter to win this, type Kodiak into the chat, and then we'll be giving it away. I don't know if it was 100. I don't think it was that much. Or maybe I didn't pay that much for it. I have plenty of other ones that I've bought two of just because I didn't keep track appropriately. And I might be buying more eventually. Pretty recently here, and we'll get into that in a little bit. All right, last call for anyone that wants to possibly win the Kodiak. So far, I have 7 people interested, including someone else on this podcast.
Careful. Read. Make sure that the entries were spelled correctly.
Oh, so you were. Gotcha. Okay. You're funny.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
Do you want an entry in it or not?
No.
Okay.
Let them have it. You can send me your other one.
Okay. Let's see who gets rolled. Oh, so I can actually click the button instead of clicking outside the button. We have Polyp Master.
Cool.
Did I count that right? Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hang on. It was 5. And Pins, Giorno, Blue, Destiny Halo, Shane. Shane gets it. Sorry, Polyp Master, I miscounted. We'll be giving some more stuff away. So there you go, Shane. Big giant box for you. Big giant box. Polyp Master as a consolation prize. I got something else I can give you. Let's see. What else can I get?
A twofer.
I will give you the other big one that I have. And we actually gave another one of these away a few months ago. UNSC Cobra Clash. How does that work for you? I'll put it up here again, just in case you didn't catch it the first time. Yeah, let me know if you want that, and then I'll give that one to you. I need to write down who I'm giving away things to.
Yeah, you might want to put post-its on that stuff or something.
I have a notepad going that I'm doing it on. And Pins had the Vulture. And then the first one was the San Diego Comic-Con. So it's the one that's for Haas. We're doing our podcast on Thursday now, Jiva, because Grim had been posting the updates on Thursday.
Or Wednesday.
And over the past couple of weeks, he's either posted them in the middle of our show or afterwards. So we're just trying to catch it on the Thursday when it's getting posted so it's more relevant when we actually talk about it. Yeah, T-Lock, we were not giving away $1 million. But since you just joined the stream, we are giving away some blind plaques. So make sure you send me your address and we'll be sending those out. We're giving blind plaques away to everyone that's joining us tonight on the stream. Okay, let's go back to kind of going through memory lane a little bit. Colony Leader was announced for Halo Wars 2. We had a couple of recaps for the Halo World Championship for 2017. Finn Warrior still posting updates for the community updates or reposting those blogs. The Halo Wars Definitive Edition got released as a standalone back in April because it was tied to actually buying the Halo Wars 2 Deluxe Edition. backwards compatibility was announced for all the Xbox 360 Halo titles. So that was Halo CE Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, and Halo 4. 4K updates for Halo 3. I think they had 4K update, at least announced for Halo 5 for Xbox One. We also had the Installation 01 folks on. Wow, that was all the way back in June. Awakening the Nightmare was announced in June of last year with the return of the Flood. We also had the folks on from the 405th or Anvil Station that made the Bargo helmet. So we actually had a chance to talk to them and had them on the show. Johnson was announced to be in a leader in Halo Wars 2 as well. As before the Awakening the Nightmare DLC was announced. Oh, and then we went through that big Waypoint article. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. Our six-part miniseries.
I think we broke it down into four. But yeah, that took a while. It was good to go through it. For those who haven't been through it, I definitely recommend it. It's not Waypoint as in Halo Waypoint, but Waypoint, the website. So we went through that. We had, I think we kind of alternated that between other things that we were doing as well. Because I see the first one we did was episode 588, and we talked about the beginning of it. Oh, Sketch came back as into the Halo fold and was on, became community manager. I totally missed that. And before we did that article, we had the the E3 stream where I won something special. And I was on the Xbox stream. I titled that podcast, they let Sketch pick. So yeah, I was fortunate enough to be there while they were doing their Halo Wars 2 stream on the Xbox stream. And I got to win a fully signed plasma rifle. So that was a lot. That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Pens. Pens linked the article. It's a long read, but it is definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's a good 5-hour read.
Let's see. We also had Yap Yap the Destroyer announced for Halo Wars 2 Season Pass content. Then episode 590 was the second part from Halo 3 ODST via the movies. Then the third part of that would have been, I think, 592, which was the very last part, which is kind of leading up to where Halo is today. Legacy of Onyx was announced back in August of last year. We just did that podcast a couple episodes ago. Vin did a article on an exploration of Atriox and his importance. I'm really looking forward to Vin getting back and maybe writing some articles this summer, because he is actually really good at writing articles. And they're not too long of reads that really bore you out, but it's the way that he writes is just really well done, pretty concise, and the narrative style that he uses, I just really, really enjoy. And then weapon tuning. I think this is where they really began to do their next gigantic wave of weapon tuning back in September of last year. We had our PAX podcast where we had a whole bunch of people on. The Installation 01 team, Sense of the Prophets team, SPV3, and Experiato Freak, Late Night Gaming. We had a massive party of podcasters during PAX Prime last year. Erikibu has also joined us, so welcome on board, Erikibu. Just to let you know, we're giving away some blind packs for everyone attending tonight. I think you have your address already, so I'm going to be sending you some of those. Yeah, Shane, that's kind of what we're doing. Since this is my last podcast, that I'll be at 117, since I will be moving this weekend. So trying to just do a little walk down memory lane since the time I've been here. And all I'm doing right now is just going through the website of where we've posted articles and podcasts and just seeing where it's leading us to. Let's see. We got backwards compatibility released in September of last year. Vin did a retrospective story analysis on ODST back in September. More updates. More community updates. More Mission of Monday. Is there anything Halo 3? What did we do? Oh, there was a 10-year anniversary stream for Halo 3, and then we also did a little podcast reminiscing our experiences with Halo 3. Halo 5 local server was announced. Don't remember if it was released at this point. I think it was just announced, but in October of last year. And they also announced where they were going to be working on bringing MCC updates back, which we've discussed over the last couple of podcasts with some of the MCC updates that they've provided. Really looking forward to that. I don't know, Haas, if that'll bring you back to Halo, since I know you're a big fan of the MCC stuff. Looks like Vin also did an article on the promotional material for Halo 5 that didn't really pertain to the game, but he did a little exposition piece on the story that was portrayed behind the Halo 5 trailers. Then episode 600, that's when we started giving away something for every episode up until the end of the year. Didn't do anything big, but just something to the effect of acknowledging that we got to 600 episodes. 12 years.
We did give away something big.
We did. Well, we gave something away at the very end, right? It was the last gift, yeah.
Yeah, it was the last gift.
So we'll get there once we get towards the end of the year. But I think this is another good break to give away something else.
More free stuff!
More free stuff. As you can tell, I'm trying to get rid of as much stuff as possible.
Is it a boat?
Is it a boat?
Is it a plane? Is it a car?
It's Superman. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm going to kind of ping the audience here and see if there's any interest for the Series 1 Mattel figures. And I'm going to pick out all the ones that pertain. So give me a second while I go grab them.
Uh-oh, we're digging through the pile. Young children, shield your eyes.
I think I actually have a couple of extra exclusive stuff, but give me just a moment. So I believe this is all of Series 1, and I actually do have an extra exclusive. And I actually tore out the rec pack codes in these already. So the figures are still in boxes, but I forget what I used the rec pack codes for. I don't remember if I gave them away for something or what I did with them. But
sure.
It is Spartan Fred, Spartan Athlon, and then I have one of the exclusives, Spartan Athlon's blue and whites instead of the normal yellow and gray. I also have Spartan Tanaka. There is Spartan Kelly, Spartan Locke, and Spartan Buck.
I think everybody wants Locke.
I think Spartan Buck may have been Series 2 because the color is different. Anyways, I have Spartan Buck as well. So it's not all the blue team. I do not have Master Chief. It's just Kelly, Fred that I have from blue team. And then I have Tanaka, Locke, and Buck from Osiris. So I don't have a full team, but I have all these sets. And I personally don't care for them anymore, so I'm going to be giving them away. Okay, how do we want to do this? I only want to give away these two people that really want them. So I guess we'll go one by one, see who wants what. And if it's just one person that wants one thing, then I'll just give it to that one person. So let's start with... I'll actually group these two together. The Spartan Athlons. So there's the normal one, which is the yellow and gray. And then there's the special edition one, which is white and blue. So for those that want these, type in Athlon into the chat. For those that want, let's see, should I put Kelly and Fred together? Yeah, I'll do that. So Kelly and Fred, we'll do those together. So if you want these, type in blue team into the chat. We'll do Locke and Tanaka together. So if you want Locke and Tanaka, type in Osiris into the chat. And just give away a whole bunch of stuff. And then if you want Buck, type Buck into the chat. Buck, I'm sure a lot of people are going to want Buck. Okay, so it looks like For Athlon, two people want it. For Osiris, two people want it. Of course, everyone's wanting Buck. One for Tanaka, for Ikebu, going once.
No.
Going twice.
No. Down. Look below that. You said to type in Osiris for that. There's two Osiris.
Oh, that's right. My bad. You're correct. Let's see. So so there's two Osiris, two Athlon, one blue team? Am I seeing that right? Only one blue team?
Yeah. Only one I see is blue for okay. Blue team.
Well, blue, I guess you're going to get blue team. So that is going to be Fred and Kelly. Okay. We're going to do Athlon next. So Athlon is T-Lock and Polyp Master. One big giveaway stream is all we're doing tonight. And the result is in, and we have Polyp Master for the Athlon. So congratulations, Polyp, on that. Let's do Osiris next. That's going to be Ikebu and Giva. And the result is Giva for Osiris. And for the last one, the Buck, which everyone wants. So we have Shane, Polyp, T-Lock, Bobby, and Blue. Last calls for anyone wanting Buck. Otherwise, I will go ahead and roll this one. I need to get a bot. I really need to get a bot. I wonder if Streamlabs does bots. I need to check into that.
Streamlabs has a giveaway bot.
Okay. I'll have to look in that for the next time we do it. All right. So Buck is going to... Wow. He's on the roll tonight. Polyp gets Buck. So Polyp has won three things tonight. And then we have Haas, Pins, Blue, Shane, and Giva, who've also won stuff. But everyone's a winner because everyone's getting the blind pack anyways. All right, let's move along and just kind of catch up to where we are today. Let's see. So starting with episode 600, then 601. Frankie, I think, had a post that he made in subreddit. So we had a little podcast about that, talking about MCC a little bit. That was back in October of last year. The Xbox One X came out with its Halo 5 Guardians, Halo Wars 2 enhancements. And then Halo 3 backwards compatibility also had some Xbox One X enhancements. The Overtime update was the one that included the upgrades for Halo 5 4K and UHD content. Oddball came out as an official game type, and Halo 5 local server came out in November as well. Vin also had a post about June's return to Halo. Oh, and I realized something when we were going through Legacy of Onyx. For some reason I was thinking of George, not June. Because I knew June made it out, but for some reason, when we were talking on the podcast, I was thinking we were talking about George being alive.
Yeah, no, George is dead.
Kind of going back a few episodes, but my whole confoundment about June being alive was actually meant for George, and I was getting confused. Just clearing the air on that one. looks like we had a little discussion. Oh, this was the blow up in the gaming world about microtransactions.
Yeah.
Back in November.
We had that discussion.
That was nuts. That was really, really nuts. Let's see. What else? We had some more stuff. Nothing too crazy there. Starting to get close. Happy Halo Days. The little Frankie video was really cool. MLG was announced to return for Halo World Championship Series in December, and then for episode 610, Grim Brother One had his 100th cannon fodder posted, and we also gave away an Xbox One X.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember who won that? Because I don't remember.
I don't. Probably just go back through our chat. In our Skype chat, because I think that's where he gave me his address and everything.
Yeah, probably. And I have an email of it somewhere too. I could probably pull up. But it was weird because it was I think it was just a Twitch follower.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a watching us during one of our live streams, which was the best way you could enter. It was actually just a follow on Twitch.
Isn't it funny how the odds work in certain people's favors?
Uh-huh.
Or the lack of odds?
I'm no gambling man, but...
I tell you what, that man ought to go buy a lottery ticket.
Right. Let's see. Moving into 2018, we had Halo Retribution announced as part of kind of expanding the narrative series. Still haven't read that one yet. Or sorry, no, we did read that one. I don't know what I'm talking about. Memories are all blurring together. So we did the podcast on Retribution. And let's see. That's kind of almost getting us to where we are today. MCC back in development. We did our Legacy of Onyx podcast a couple of podcasts ago. And yeah, that's kind of where we are today. So lots of things happened in 2016, apparently. And then it kind of slowed about halfway through 2017. Like after E3, it kind of just slowed down almost completely. So that's everything that's kind of happened while I've been at 117.
Quite the list.
Quite the list indeed. I guess we should touch on a little bit of news, since there is a little
news.
Little bit. Just a little bit. I did just refresh the page again. There is no new update on Waypoint. But this past week was the Sydney finals for Australia and New Zealand. And I'm going to go ahead and kick it on over to Tasman, who's going to give us a little rundown of what happened during this past weekend.
Thank you, Duststorm. What's up, Podtacular listeners? I'm Tasman from the Bad at Halo show, giving you a quick recap of what took place this last weekend in the Australia-New Zealand regional qualifier in Sydney. So get another shrimp on the Barbie, and let's spawn in and go through the results.
Set, start.
16 teams participated out of the 32 spots available, and the weekend of ANZ was all about brooms. As in sweeps. 22 of the matches over the course of the weekend were 3-0 or 4-0 sweeps, making for a rather fast qualifying tournament. The team with the biggest room coming in was Mind Freak. The team of Junior, Seduce, Berserk, and Madzy took all 7 of the Game Battle's 2K tournaments leading up to the event and easily swept their way all the way to the grand finals. That wasn't a surprise. Perhaps one surprise, and not a pleasant one, was Arcane Esports. The number 3 seed in the tournament easily dispatched of the lesser skilled and lesser practiced foes, but found themselves unable to come up with an answer for Team Immunity, last year's region representative, as Immunity took them down 3-0. In the elimination bracket, they would face one of the nice surprises of the weekend in Team Authority. A relatively new team with little seeding points, their ramp up to the tournament showed them being mentored by the Mind Freak squad, and that practice paid off. Pip, Wog, Raisku, and Flexrain were sent to the elimination bracket by their mentors, where they took out Scenix Esports 3-1, and then eliminated Arcane 3-0. Unfortunately, 2016 Worlds participants Bald and Colt would not be making their second Halo 5 Worlds appearance. Another nice surprise was the team of Rivalry Esports. The number 4 seed in the tournament had a rough start with an 0-3 loss to yet another surprise team in Break Even. Rivalry would make an epic elimination bracket run, finding their stride with 2 sweeps, a 3-1 victory over In Reverse, featuring the region's top female player Monza, and meeting Break Even again with the loser going home. Break Even, the pickup team, with Mind Freak, Gears of War pro Jim Bob, was surprising teams all weekend, as he, Weasel, Brattles, and Dino took turns on being the dominant player in each of their series. Break Even would be sent to the elimination bracket by Mind Freak in a 3-0 convincing fashion, and the magic ran out when they ran into Rivalry, avenging their Day 1 Stream 1 0-3 loss with a 3-0 sweep of their own. Deathruptor, Alejo, Ivank, and Square would be eliminated in the next round by Authority. That left Mind Freak to await the winners of Authority and the number 2 team in the region, Team Immunity. Benno and Voltage were left scrambling to find teammates when Junior, Seduce, and Coach Mantis left to form their own squad, which would eventually become Mind Freak. They picked up Young Guns, Momentum, and R Slays, and quickly established themselves as the number 2 team in the region. Immunity cut a dominating path to the semifinals, not dropping a map to Hound Dogs in Reverse or Arcane. Immunity and Mind Freak would meet in the semis, while Immunity had the early lead in each game. Mind Freak's mid and late game comebacks were too much, and Immunity lost in 4 straight games and sent to the elimination bracket, making Mind Freak the first team in the region to qualify for Worlds in Seattle. Immunity and Authority, for the last spot, ended up being the series of the weekend. Authority would take a commanding 3-1 series lead after a crazy Seesaw Eden Strongholds game, which saw both teams choke away massive leads for a 100-98 Authority victory. Authority, though, couldn't match the slaying power of Team Immunity, who took 2 of their 3 slayers in the series by a 20 or more kill gap. Those are steak dinners, people. They then won the Coliseum Capture the Flag game and the last slayer on the rig, 50-33, to move on to the grand finals and secure that, that second and final qualifying spot. After that epic Game 7, Immunity had nothing left. The Grand Finals saw Mind Freak resume their dominating ways with a very fast 4-0 sweep once again, with Fathom Capture the Flag being the only close game, with Mind Freak taking that 2-1 and time expiring in the game. Mind Freak not only took home first place and $10,000, but did so without dropping a map the entire weekend, but that wasn't enough for Mind Freak's Junior, who also won the free-for-all tournament just ahead of former Immunity teammates Benno and Voltage, and a crisp $5,000 check of his own. Congratulations to Mind Freak and Team Immunity for qualifying for Halo World Finals in Seattle in April, but there's no rest for the Wicked, as the HCS is immediately headed to Mexico City, Mexico this weekend, as the best teams in Mexico, Central, and South America battle out to be the best team in the region and fill one qualifying spot for Worlds. Ultra Instinct is the team coming in as the favorite. However, they will be without their star Tapping Buttons, as he will be competing in the North America qualifier in Columbus. You can catch the action on Halo's Twitter, Mixer, and YouTube channels. And we also get a host of English-speaking casters for this go-around, so that ought to be good that we'll actually be able to understand the play-by-play for the Latin American regional. So that's all for this week. If you want more in-depth analysis of the tournament weekends and results, be sure to check out the Bad at Halo show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on my Mixer and Twitch channel, Tasman Live, or download the audio podcast version available via Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and your favorite podcast app. With that, guys, my Spartan is dead, and I will catch you guys on my next respawn. Until then, I'm kicking it back to the Halo Podfather himself, Duststorm, and the always huggable Godzilla T.
All right, thanks Tasman for that update. Really appreciate you putting that into it. At least he said you were just huggable this time around.
Yeah, but I think he's trying to insinuate that I'm fluffy.
I mean, I'm huggable. I take it as a compliment. But yeah, so check out his podcast over at Bad Halo Show. You can find him on most of the podcast aggregate sites. On Google Podcasts, iTunes, probably Stitcher and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, check them out. This coming weekend is the Mexico City Finals. It is going to be one more team that is going to take spot. And then we have the coming weekend, which will be my wedding weekend, the North American Finals that will be in Columbus. That is going to be taking place on Saturday and Sunday. Streams start at 10 a.m. Central Time both days, which will start a 15-minute pre-show, and then jumping right into the action there. So make sure you check it out on Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter Live. That's where all the streams are going to be. They also have Spanish channels that you can watch in. It's going to be Mixer.com/XboxMexico and Twitch.tv/ Xbox Mexico. The casters are going to be Walshy, Bravo, Strongside, Elamite, Clutch, and Golden Boy. I don't know what they're doing for the Mexican side of things. They didn't list it up there who those will be. But again, we have one team that's going to be advancing to the World Finals that is going to be placing out of the Latin American Finals. And then next weekend will be the North American Finals. That's all the news that we have. No update so far. I'll refresh one more time just in case it's there. And it's not. So no news this week, but we had fun giving away stuff. Speaking of which, should we give away one more thing to wrap things
up? Sure.
All right.
Why not?
Let's give away one more thing.
Well, I guess it all depends on how much you got left.
There's plenty left, to be honest. Okay, let's do this. So this is a extra large, I believe. So for some people, it might not fit too well. But this is... And what year was this? I forget which year this was. This was the Prax Prime Showdown for the Master Chief Collection. So this, I think, was for 2015, where they I think it was the FFA stuff. But this is the Twitch Halo shirt. Has Astro and ESL on the side, and then it, on the back it has Halo Master Chief Collection, PAX Prime Showdown. I believe this was the FFA tournament. So this is an extra large, just so people know the size going into it. So for those that want the shirt, I know it's kind of weird since we're on Mixer right now and we're giving away a Twitch shirt, but for those that want it, just type Twitch into the chat, and that'll be... entering you in to win this shirt. And that'll be our final giveaway for the night. Eric, you're funny. You just decided to type Mixer instead of Twitch. I mean, if Mixer will make a Halo TV shirt, then I will make sure I can get a hand of one and we'll give one away at some point. All right, so we have three people who want the shirt. Four people who want the shirt. Any more takers on winning the shirt? Going once? Going twice? So we got three people. Okay. So three people going in. Let's see who comes out on top. We have Shane. Shane wins the shirt. So congratulations, Shane. I think, yeah, you're going to send me an address anyways. So yeah, congratulations for winning the shirt. And that'll be all the giveaways that we have for tonight. And of course, everyone here is going to get stuff with the blind packs. I'll be giving plenty of those away. I've got three or four different series of blind packs. So I'm just going to take extra ones I have and throw them on in there. Depending on how many you have, I'll send either two along to everybody or three along. But thanks for tuning in to my last podcast here at 117. It's been a fun time as we read through all the posts that have been made on the Podtacular website, all the podcasts that we have done. GT, thank you for sticking around for these years and looking forward to what brings me into the new house. And the next time you'll see this set up, it'll be completely new.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I have anything better to do on a Friday night or Thursday night.
Well, Friday night, you do have some fun stuff that you do with the community. And that's right, Eric Ibu did bring up the fact that we did an episode with Eckhart's Ladder while we were here. We will not be doing a podcast next week since I will be prepping for my wedding. We will be back the following week. So it'll be March 29th, which will be our next episode. And we'll get a whole new setup. Everything should be nice and spiffy. We might even get GT to be on the stream. His video, at least.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
I guess I better get my act together and clean my room.
You got 2 weeks to do it, so you're all good. But yeah, so we didn't even mention this. We moved our podcast stream over to Mixer. We transitioned from Twitch to Mixer, starting with episode 600. And we got the stream set up and going. We're still streaming to Twitch during our game streams. So when I'm streaming Halo Wars 2 with Bobby, or when GT is streaming the Achieving Halos or Fragment Fridays, we're still streaming to Twitch on that. And GT's been streaming to YouTube. I haven't gotten that set up yet quite with my setup, but I will be doing that shortly. Might be doing Facebook at some point. Don't know if that's something that will go down or not. It's a little bit more difficult to set up Facebook, I think, with OBS. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it yet. Maybe it's super easy. Anyways, Spartan Company update. Getting in here into the kill commendations to see what we have. We still have a few more on the killing an enemy Spartan with a shoulder bash. We have another 175 to go. And then we still need to kill another 2,095 Marines. So we've actually made some pretty good progress on those. And I guess, did we complete this one recently, or were we on two that only had four left? I thought we still had three. I don't remember. But anyways, we only have two that are still on level 45, and I think we'll probably get both of those done not too far into the future. Maybe 3 or 4 months or so, we might be able to get those done. I know Bobby has been in Warzone a lot, so he's been getting Marine kills left and right. Our next level 5 that's soon to be completed, though, is quickly kill 3 or more enemies, 3 or more enemy Spartans. We need another 1,555, and that's the closest level 5 kill combination that we have to actually getting the Achilles helmet. Still a long way to go, but we're still working on it. I think that's going to wrap it up for the podcast portion. Make sure you check us out on our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming specific shows, which includes Critzcast, Guardian Radio, The Learning Cliff, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. And they're just really good podcasts to listen to, have really good quality, really good guests, hosts, and speakers. If you're into the games that they cover, there are also some great places to pick up some good commentary, tips, and all that kind of fun stuff. So again, thepodcast.com. Like we mentioned earlier, the latest figure for the loot crate coming out next month has been revealed, and exactly a month from today will be the last day that you can order the crate. So if you head on over to podtackler.com/loot crate, you can order your crate and then use code podtackler at checkout to get $3 off of your crate. Make sure you check us out on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer, all that fun stuff. So if you find Podtacular anywhere, most likely that's us. We have our podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, which is Amazon's podcast stuff. We are also on Stitcher, still waiting to get Spotify to approve us. I think Spotify is one of the harder ones to actually get on. And we're also on podcasts for Windows Phone, for those few that might still have one of those. But you can find us just about on every kind of podcast aggregator feed out there. So thanks everyone for tuning in, for being a part of my time here at 117. See you at my next place of residence, at which time I will be a married man. Lots of fun stuff to come with it. Also, make sure you check out GT on Fridays, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where he does Fragment Fridays with the group. And I guess you did a Achieving Halo recording.
I attempted to, but no one was available.
Okay.
But there will be an Achieving Halo this weekend, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday evening. So if anybody in the chat or in the stream here wants to join in, it is open to everybody. It takes about an hour, hour and a half to get done.
I will schedule that tweet right now. So it's not lost next time. I will not be around. I will actually be, for those who know him, seeing Stephen Curtis Chapman in concert on Saturday. Cool. Really looking forward to it. Getting to do a meet and greet with him. So that's going to be really cool. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll catch you guys in a couple of weeks. Until then, keep on fragging those fancy Halo numbers.